The Department of Defence has released a report into the water quality of 12 sites around Australia located near contaminated RAAF bases. It's the second major round of investigations into the impact of the chemicals that were used in fire retardant at the Air Force bases. It comes long after residents in two Queensland and New South Wales towns were alerted to significant contamination of their groundwater. Defence says this report will reveal whether the 12 sites will need further environmental studies, but lawyers and scientists are questioning Defence's methods of communication and assessment. Catherine Gregory reports.
A report spanning more than 1,000 pages with detailed scientific data. It examines 12 RAAF sites around Australia where toxins PFOS and PFOA from firefighting foam used on the bases have potentially seeped into the groundwater. But Gay Brotman, the Shadow Assistant Minister for Defence, slams the timing of the report.
This report was finished 4 months ago and it was released to state and territory government agencies and local councils, and the local communities were kept completely in the dark. It's taken all this time for the government to release this report. We've been calling on the Turnbull government repeatedly to release it, to provide people, to provide the communities that live around these 12 defence sites with some certainty. They've been very stressed. They've been very concerned about the impact on their homes, on their businesses and their health.
The preliminary sampling report looks at whether the residential groundwater and surface water at those sites contain the potentially hazardous chemicals at levels exceeding safe environmental guidelines. The report shows groundwater or drinking water at the bases in Townsville, Garden Island in Sydney and Tyndall near Katherine do exceed those levels, while surface water at Tyndall, Darwin, HMAS Turbos in Sydney, Albury Wodonga, Jervis Bay, Amberley and Townsville exceed the levels. But scientists question Defence's methodology, saying it's not in line with international standards. Dr. Marianne Lloyd-Smith from the National Toxins Network points to a new report by the New Jersey Environment Protection Drinking Water Institute released today. It sets out limits for safe drinking water in the US state.
They have said that the US EPA's figure of the 70 parts per trillion or the 70 micrograms per litre is far from protective enough, and they are particularly concerned about the most sensitive populations. They don't think that there is a margin of safety built into the US EPA's figure. They have gone on to set a much lower figure, one of 14 parts per trillion, which is decidedly lower than the US EPA's one.
She says it's of great concern here, since Australia has set a safe drinking water level 78 times higher than the US EPA.
The New Jersey figure is so far lower than the US, than the Australian one, that I really do think we need again to review Australian standard as a matter of urgency.
The release of the report comes after Northern Territory Federal Labor representatives lobbied Defence to inform Darwin and Katherine residents about potential contamination. In New South Wales, a national senator has teamed up with Federal Labor members in calling on Defence to take action over the Williamtown RAAF base contamination. While in Queensland, politicians are a bit quieter. Greens Senator Larissa Waters today provided a statement accusing Defence of being sluggish on the issue. But the Federal Liberal National Member for Groom, John McVeigh, says Defence has been thorough.
It's a painstaking process to work out the potential impact of these PFAS chemicals. I'd like to see it finished just as soon as possible, but given that it is so complex and despite the fact that some locals are frustrated with progress, I'm confident that we're getting to the bottom of it in the coming weeks or months.
More than 400 residents near the Williamtown RAAF base at Newcastle have launched a class action against Defence because of declining property values. And residents in the town of Oakey in Queensland's Darling Downs are planning to do the same. Peter Shannon from Shine Lawyers is representing those residents. He says Defence's approach with this most recent report is markedly different to how it dealt with Oakey more than 12 months ago.
I think Oakey were the guinea pigs, you might say, and it went so badly there, and I think that's something acknowledged by Defence about how badly it was handled. that they've realised, or at least they've adopted a different approach.
But Mr Shannon says this shows Defence is now developing a management plan often employed by corporates.
Commonwealth now have a PFAS investigation and management branch specifically. It also has a PFAS interdepartmental committee and a program governance board. I mean, this is being managed.
Peter Shannon from Shine Lawyers there, ending Catherine Gregory's report.